Always a joy to be in the house of God, isn't it? Always a privilege that we can count. We should count it a privilege every time that we get to come into God's house. Gather with God's people around the throne of God, at the table of God, where we can feast on the things of God. It's a privilege to be here. Brother Sam, I thank you for the invite. Brother Dale, it's a privilege to be here. Brother Brian, it's good to see you and your family again. We were just in revival about a month ago, I guess it was, with the McBrides. And man, we had a good week, good meeting. And we thank God for them and the work they're doing. And I appreciate the choir. Thank God for the choir. I appreciate them coming, taking their time. And I know it takes time, it takes effort. But you know, God rewards that. And it does a pastor's heart good to see people that want to serve God. Amen. To see people that love to serve God. They could be anywhere, they could be many other places tonight. But they chose to be here with us in God's house. And what a privilege it is tonight. Now in your Bible, Psalm chapter 39. The 39th Psalm, I'm going to read the entire Psalm, but I'm only going to dwell on a couple of verses, maybe just one thought quickly, and I'll get out of the way. But one thought tonight from this Psalm, and Psalm 39, it's 13 verses long. We'll read the entire Psalm, but I'll only look at a couple of verses as a thought tonight. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word, if you will. The Bible says, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then I spake with my tongue. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days. What it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily every man at his best state is altogether vanity, Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove my stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. And when thou with rebukes dost correct me for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Surely the Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O, spare me that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. Father, O God, we ask you to help us tonight. Lord, we can do nothing, Lord, unless you show up. Father, we cannot even start, Father, to make this work. But Lord, we know when you show up, Father, mighty things happen. So Lord, come in amongst this place tonight and come amongst these people, Lord, and help us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Psalm 39, I want to reread verses 3 and 4. The Bible says, my heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days. What is it that I may know how frail I am? I want to speak to you tonight for just a few minutes on a burning heart. You know what? We need burning hearts in our society today. We need people that's got a heart on fire for the things of God. You were mentioned the corruption today. It beats all I've ever seen to be. It beats all and the things that people are being caught up in and the silly old things that people are making a to-do out of them. That's what their heart's burning for these days. That's what the heart's on fire for. How we need people that'll get down to business with God. How we need people that'll get on fire for God. Forget about this rhetoric in this world and know that there is a God in heaven that can take care of these things if we'll just get our minds upon the things of God. The problem is our world's becoming occupied with these things and they're replacing God. God's been pushed out of their mind. God's been pushed out of their homes and now they're worried about the things of the world. Brother Dale, you said it. I don't worry what's going to happen. I already know what's going to happen. He's already told me what's going to happen. Amen. Hey. Amen. This is a Psalm of David. who in this psalm is considering man's days and the extent of them, considering his own days and the extent of them. You see, he's the wicked is after him, and he's got people on his trail, and you know he's in despair. And by the way, we get that way sometimes, do we not? The world comes upon us, and we become in despair. In verse 4, he asks the Lord to help him to know his end and to measure his days. You know, sometimes I say, Lord, you're going to have to help me out here just a little bit. I don't quite understand what's going on. I don't even know what it is you want me to do, but I know you've got something. So help me, God, help me. Hey, there's nothing wrong tonight with asking God for help. Amen. Hey, how short life is. And how we spend it is of great importance. What are we spending the majority of our time on? Are we spending time with the things of God? Or are we occupying our heart with the things of the world? Now, I want to dwell particularly on verse 3. I'm particularly interested in this statement in verse 3. While I was musing, the fire burned. I began to think about that. And by the way, let me tell you what the word musing means. It means meditating. While I was meditating, the fire burned. So I began to think about that. And I began to think, David here, he's saying that I was meditating. And while I was meditating in my heart, boy, the fire began to burn. Amen. Now, the fire began to burn, and it began to uproar inside of me. It began to stir up. Let me tell you, it don't take long, folks, if things get stirred up. Amen. I'm talking good and bad. It don't take long for things to get stirred up. You don't believe me? Hey, just come to Baptist church. It don't take but just a minute for things to get stirred up. And usually the preacher's the last one to know about it. Huh? Preacher, did you hear what's going on? I said, I don't have no idea what you're talking about. Hey. But it gets stirred up. You know why? People begin to muse on it. People begin to dwell on it. I'm talking good and bad. We got to be careful what we start musing on. Huh? You got to be careful, church, what you let occupy your mind. You say, I'm a child of God. I'm telling you, you better be careful what you let occupy your mind. Because you'll be musing on it. Huh? And it'll begin to burn in your heart. The thing that David was meditating on was the thing that was burning in his heart. Notice he said, I was musing. Now, what was he speaking about? You know, he said in that verse, last verse he said, and then my tongue began to speak. He says in verse number 3, then spake I with my tongue. What is he speaking? He's no doubt speaking on what is burning in his heart. Amen. And can I say to you tonight, it doesn't take long for you to know what's burning in a man's heart. All you got to do is talk to him for a few minutes. Amen. All you got to do is spend a little time with him. And it won't take long till you'll understand where his heart is. Now tonight, for a few minutes, I want to talk about two burning hearts. Two types of burning hearts. It's simple. I have a simple message. It's not complicated. I don't have complicated stuff. I'm not complicated. Amen. Tonight I want to talk about two burning hearts. Number one, a heart burning for sin. And number two, a heart burning for the Savior. You've got one or the other tonight. Can I say you can't have them both? You can't have a heart burning for sin and a heart burning for the Savior. They don't occupy the same place. Amen. They don't occupy the same heart. Hey, you've either got one or you've got the other. Tonight, you came in here tonight, you have been musing on something all day. Amen. And maybe you've been angry, and maybe you've been bitter all day. And let me tell you, those things will occupy your time. They'll occupy your mind. They'll draw you away from the Savior if you let them burn and burn in on you. First of all, tonight I want to talk about a heart burning for sin. If we harbor things in our heart that cause us to sin, then sin will flow off our tongue, amen, and sin will flow in our actions. It won't take us long to know that man's got sin harboring in his heart. Now look here, what do we find in a heart burning for sin? I began to think some about that, and I come up with a few things. Number one, a heart burning for sin you'll soon find has hatred.
Yes.
Has hatred. I've met people in my lifetime that just hates everything. Well, they hate, I don't care what you talk about, they hate it. Amen. They've got nothing good to say about it. You know, they're harboring, these things are harboring up in their heart. They're musing on hatred. Isn't that sad? To think that there's people that will meditate on things to hate. Let me tell you, God is not a God of hate, but a God of love. A heart consumed with hatred is not a heart in tune with God. If we must hate, and I'm going to tell you, there is some things that you and I or you better hate. Amen. There's some things we better hate. You know, I got to thinking, if I tell my people all the time, listen, if you're going to be mad and be mad about something, you ought to be mad about. Amen. Hey, if you want to hate something, you want to be mad about something, you'd be mad over the millions of babies that are aborting in this country every year. Hey, if you want to be mad about something, if you want to hate something, you hate the way they've redefined God-given marriage according to the Bible. Hey, there's things that we ought to hate, and we ought to say, oh, nothing to do with it, but we ought to hate nothing. Hey, we ought to love the house of God. Well, I'll tell you, all my people are so funny. Yeah. Well, preacher, why didn't we sing that old song today? Huh? What? Why didn't we sing that old song? It's in the songbook. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Leave mad over a song we sung. Listen, that's harboring. Hey, that's harboring wrong stuff. You see, you and I tonight are to hate sin. We are to hate the sin of this old world. Not the people, but the sin. Hey, the sin never changes, but people can. It begins with mine and your prayers. Last time you prayed, God, change your enemy. Huh? When's the last time you prayed, God, change my enemy? You see. Now, there's some people, I agree with this, some people are hard to do that with. I've been there. Psalm 97:10, the Bible tells us, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Amen. God hates sin, but he doesn't hate people. He goes, let me tell you what it says, Titus chapter 3. It says, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. Hey, that was us. Amen. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. He made the change. He changed this old heart, and he gave me something else to muse on. Woo! Glory. Amen. He gave me something else to muse on. Hey, hatred toward man is a sign of a heart burning for sin. Number two, a heart that's musing on sin, bitterness is found. Amen. Bitterness is found. Bitterness hid in your heart will eat away at your joy. It will take your joy away from you. And it'll do it quickly. You cannot have a heart of joy and bitterness at the same time. You see, James told us over in the book of James, chapter 3, doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree bear olive berries, either vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. There are some things in this life that we must learn to get over. Amen. 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 Hey, there's going to be times. You live long enough, you serve God long enough, there's going to be somebody that's going to make you bitter.
Amen. Hmm? Amen.
There's going to be somebody that's going to twist you the wrong way. Now, you got a choice to make. You can muse on it and let it eat you away like a cancer.
Yes.
Or you can say, God, you know about it, I'm moving on. Amen. Hey, let me tell you, you begin to muse on these things, you begin to meditate on these things, and they will eat you up.
Yes.
you'll soon find yourself not serving God. Amen. There are some things we've got to get over. Indifference is the third one found in a heart musing on sin. You know what indifference is? Indifference is an I don't care attitude. It will never work attitude. Oh, that'll never work. Oh, that'll never work. I can pinpoint the same people that'll tell me that'll never work. Amen. That'll never work, preacher. Here he comes. And I say, well, here it comes. Oh, never work. Here it comes. Amen. That'll never work. That's indifference. You understand what I'm saying? The problem with people today is their hearts are so blackened with sin that they fail to believe that God can do anything. Amen. Amen. Indifference, if left alone, it grows into uncaring attitudes. It grows into slack involvement. And it grows into internal struggle. If some of the people in the past had listened to these indifferent people, I'll give you some examples. Henry Ford. You know Henry Ford. Well, Henry Ford was told that just cannot be done. Now, you rode in something down here tonight. You didn't walk. If he'd have listened to that crowd, I don't know what we'd have been in today. But anyway, you see, he was told it could not be done. And the television, the inventors of the television, they said, oh, nobody's going to buy those things. What about the Wright brothers? You remember the Wright brothers? They were told that they had no idea what they were doing. They were told they were crazy. You see, if they'd have listened to these people musing on indifference, we wouldn't have what we have. I think about the old-time preachers. Amen. I think about the new time preachers. By the way, God's still calling preachers. I don't want to hear this no more. I was told God don't call preachers anymore. Let me tell you something. God's still calling preachers. Amen. Amen. And God will call preachers until God's done with preaching. Amen. How about if we had to listen? Let me tell you, when I started pastoring that great church. I love my church. I love the people. I was pastoring that great church, but I was in full swing by 2 weeks. And here come indifference. Huh? If I would have listened to some people, I'd have quit. Yes, sir. Amen. But I had to listen to God. Amen. 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 And so a heart musing on sin, you find indifference in them. And a heart musing on sin, you find idolatry in it. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? Today people's hearts are full of money, possessions, work, leisure time, sports, all those things. Soon these things take the place of God. Amen. Soon these, but we can't go to church, preacher. There's a ball game on tonight. Listen to me. That's what we begin to muse on. That's what we begin to meditate on. That's what becomes important to us. And God is quickly pushed out of the scene. Now I want to go to the second heart. I know I've got to get done. I know. I tell my people all the time, I got to get done. Second of all, the second heart tonight is a heart burning for the Savior. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. Let me clear up something real quick. Just because your heart's burning for the Savior doesn't mean you're not going to have any problems. Amen. Amen. You're going to have problems. Yes. You're going to have times in your life that things are going to happen, and it's going to bring you way down. Your face is going to get low. Your face is going to get short. But you know what I found out? That if my heart is musing on the Savior, I may be down and out, and I may be down and low. But I found out He gets down and out, and He gets down low with me. And it won't take long until the Savior's bringing me back up. It may be a step at a time. It may be a day at a time. But He doesn't keep me down there long because my heart is set on Him. I may have troubles, but boy, He's down in there with me. And it doesn't take long till He pulls me back out and me and Him's back on the road getting things done. Amen. Amen. So let me give you some things quickly. How about a burning heart for the Savior? Number one, contains love. It contains, number one, love of God. Hey, listen, a heart that's full of Jesus has no problem loving Jesus. A heart that's full of God has no problem loving the things of God. Hey, a heart that's got God in it loves the church. A heart that's got God in it loves His holy word. Hey, it has no problem loving God. Amen. A heart full of love has no problem loving a fellow man.
Amen.
Amen. Hey. Hey. Love. We got to love. Well, God loved us. Well, God so loved the world. Amen. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. You know what that is? That's everything we got.
Amen.
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 Hey, we ought to love God with everything we've got. Number two, a heart burning for the Savior contains faith.
Amen.
A burning heart for the Savior has no problem with faith. We have no problem trusting God. We have no problem depending on God. Amen. Listen, you and I need to have faith in this blessed old book.
Yes.
You know what? We were preaching on faith and teaching on faith. We were talking about Job in church yesterday in Sunday school. I thought about Job. You know, Job didn't have what we have here. He didn't have this finished work of God. But Job trusted God. Oh, you know, the old in chapter 24, now he's complaining some. Oh, yeah. And he's complaining about all that wickedness. But you know what? He knew God, and he didn't know how he was going to get there, nor how he was going to stand there, but he knew he was going to. Somewhere, somehow, he had faith in God. Now, let me tell you something tonight, church. You and I are without excuse not having faith in God. We got the finished Word of God. It tells us exactly what's going to happen right to the very end. And it's going to tell us we don't need to be confused. We don't have to be puzzled. It tells us exactly what's going to happen one of these days. It tells us the beginning and right to the end, and so it should be no problem to trust the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
Amen.
Said in Hebrews, didn't he?
Amen.
Let me give you this one. A heart burning for the Savior contains obedience.
Yes. Amen.
We don't have any problems obeying God.
Amen.
Oh, but preacher. Oh, but preacher. It's so hard. Well, I told Maze, I guess. Me and Maze talk about people all the time. I said, Maze, I believe my last name's Butt. He said, what do you mean? I said, I believe my last name's Butt. I said, all I hear is, well, it was a good job, Preacher Butt. that's a good message, Preacher Butt. I said, it's my last name, Butt. I said, hey, we need to obey God. We ought not obey man, we ought to obey God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
They told Peter and him you couldn't preach. He said, you know what? We just probably ought to obey God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And it may come a day, church, they tell us we can't preach. They may tell us we can't carry our Bible. They may tell us we can't sing. You're going to have to make your mind up. Are you going to listen to them or are you going to listen to him? Are you going to obey them or are you going to obey him? I'm going to choose to follow God and I'm going to obey God because he's got it all together.
Yes.
Amen. Hey. Praise God.
Amen.
Hey, Samuel said, hath the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in what? Obeying the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice and to hearken than the fat of rams.
Amen.
If our hearts are musing for the Savior, obedience is not a problem.
Amen.
Amen. Only tonight, a heart burning for the Savior, God controls that heart.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible makes it clear that a person burning for the Savior is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible tells us, and Paul told us over in Ephesians, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Romans says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let me ask you tonight, what kind of heart do you have?
Amen.
Do you have a heart burning for the Savior? Or have you crowded the Savior out? And is your heart burning for the things of this world? What are you musing on tonight? When you go home tonight, What will you then begin musing on?
Yes,
meditating on? You know, this guy that invented it, I call that television a one-eyed idiot box. And there's nothing on that thing. I don't know if you can find something to watch, you tell me. But people will give more time to that thing than they will the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
They'll spend more time looking at that thing while God lays over in the corner somewhere. And I have found, and I believe this, I found it myself, I sleep better when I muse on Him.
Yes. Yes.
I believe he lets me sleep better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, when we muse on the Savior, hey, He comes along beside us.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, where's your heart? What are you meditating on? This world's full of things. If you go home and watch the news, I'm not against the news, don't watch it much, because then I start getting mad. And, and so then my musing gets mixed up. But I'm telling you the truth. I found better off for me to read the Word of God than to watch that bunch on TV. Who even knows anymore if you can trust what they're saying? But I can trust what that book says. Huh? I have no problem with the pages of that book. Amen. I know that it's right.
Amen.
And so meditate on God. Put God in your heart. Father, thank you, Lord, for helping us tonight. Thank you, God, for being in our midst. Lord, I praise your name. And I pray, Father, you'll bless the remainder of this service. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.